You'll find information on how to support Clear Vision Revival at the end of this podcast. The mysteries made known, manifested, revealed, preached, understood. So we're going to talk about the mysteries. We're going to understand what are the mysteries. You know, God held these mysteries from mankind and he reveals them through his Spirit. So what way would you find these mysteries? You do it by praying in the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit reveals the Word of God, reveals the will of God and the mind of Christ. These mysteries can open everything up in life to you. It'd be nice to know the mysteries of maybe Powerball or Cross Lotto or maybe horse racing or maybe financial investment or house prices or the stock market or marriage or how to have a good life. All of these things would be wonderful to know these mysteries. But if you pray in tongues, you're going to receive the mystery of mysteries that encompasses all of life. So instead of knowing these natural things, you'll know spiritual things which will actually transform this natural life. So you'll have an edge on this natural life because God will reveal the mysteries. And what are these mysteries? Well, the mysteries of righteousness, how to actually do things the right way. That's what righteousness is, best practices, the right way of doing things. And that'll give you an outcome that you'll be blessed. You know, it's not all religious thinking, but God is really interested in your natural life and your natural well-being. And he wants you to be successful. However, if you try and be successful through natural means or through your own intellect, you're going to be very limited. The smartest thing to do would be to draw from the heavenly realm the mysteries that transform this life. And God will download this wisdom so that you can be successful in everything that you put your hand to, whether it be business, family, whether it be relationships, whether it be anything at all, health, well-being, everything that encompasses this life. You can pull out of the heaven, you can pull out of the spiritual realm, because the mysteries are available to you. Jesus said unto his disciples, "Is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them it is not." Who are them? Well, they're the ones that see and don't understand, hear and don't hear. They're the ones who actually see healings, but they don't respond. They're the ones that see the power of God in other people's lives, but they don't respond because they're blind. And they don't have the capacity to inquire about these mysteries because they're blind to all of these things and they're right in their face. So what you could do is, if you're as blind as a bat and you can't see the moving of God in your life or other people's lives, if you started praying in tongues just for maybe a minute every day, that would start to open up the mysteries and your eyes would be opened up, the eyes of your understanding, and your ears would hear. You would hear what the Spirit says, and the Spirit, he will guide you into all truths, and reveal all the mysteries of God for your life. And you can spend your life in a positive way. You can be blessed. You can be full of grace, free, unmerited favor. When you pray, your life will be starting to be repaired. And just like a house, you know, when you lay down a cement slab, that is that's the gospel message. That's the foundation. So if you're not born again, if you don't have that cement slab down, you can't build your house, because it'd be built on a sand and it'll fall over when trouble comes in your life. So you first need to have that foundation, that firm foundation, which is the gospel message. Believing in Jesus Christ according to the scriptures, not according to your church doctrine, but according to the scriptures.
Jesus said, "These signs will follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover." He even said before that, "He that is baptized and believes will be saved." So you have to be baptized. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 9, "If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His," which means you're not a Christian. So you need to be baptized by full immersion and receive the Holy Spirit according to the way the Scriptures have laid out, not according to the way your church has said. If a priest waves his hand over you and says something really holy, like, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit," that is not going to cut it. You need to do it the Bible way. And you don't need to be in a church setting. You can be in your home. You can be sitting on your lounge and you can ask God for the Holy Spirit the Bible way. And you'll find that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you'll start to speak in this pure new language, this heavenly language, which isn't defiled, which will bring all of the mysteries to you. And then you'll be able to walk in success. You'll be able to pull things out of nothing, just like Jesus did when he was on the mountain and he fed the 5,000 and the 4,000 with just a couple of loaves of bread and some fish. Where? How did he do that? He understood that he could pull something out of nothing. He could pray over it and bless it and it would multiply. So he fed the 5,000 and the 4,000 that way. And he asked his disciples the second time, "You do it." And they said, "We don't know how to." They already received a demonstration. He held the bread and the fishes. He looked up to heaven and he blessed them. And then they started to multiply. And Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has sent me, now I send you," which means that we can do the same thing if we have the ability, if we have the understanding, if we understand who we are. All we've got to do is get full of God and then that stuff starts multiplying. When we get full of God, we have the capacity to be able to do things. When we get full of God, the mysteries are revealed to us and things are so easy. So we're going to talk about the mysteries. We're going to talk about how the mysteries, how they can unfold in your life. We're going to talk about the Bible and how it talks about the mysteries. We're also going to talk about the rest. Now, this is a really interesting thing. If you enter into the rest, that means you've ceased from your own works. So God, the Father, he rested on the seventh day. He ceased from his own works. Matter of fact, all of the creation was created on the sixth, from 1 to 6 days. So on the 6 days he'd finished, and the seventh day he rested. And he operated in that whole creation. So if you sit down and you build your house, your spiritual house, on the slab of cement, which is Jesus Christ, and the gospel message, and you repair or build your house, then once you've finished building your house or a section of your house, you can actually enter into that house or into that part and rest in there. And the kingdom of God will do all the work for you. You won't have to do any work. You will cease from your own efforts, worrying about your family, worrying about how you're going to pay your bills, worrying about how you're going to make a living, worrying about your job, or worrying about your health, worrying about all of these things. You don't have to do it anymore because Jesus has created a place for us to step into, and the kingdom of God will create all of these things. You'll be able to pull all this stuff out of nothing and it will make something. You think, well, that's a bit crazy. No, I've been walking that for years now. I stepped out of church stuff and I stepped into the kingdom of God and I started moving in the things of the Spirit. And I was able to pull things out of nothing and to make something because I understood the mysteries. And I was able to enter into the rest. You know, once you enter into the rest, you don't care about your problems anymore because God has capacity to fix them all up. And you just relax, you walk in faith. And, you know, walking in faith isn't the thing you can go, I've got faith. I believe. No, it seems to be something that's already put inside you by the Holy Spirit. You can't fake it. You can't fake faith. You can't fake confidence. You can't fake assurance. You can't fake hope. If your hope's dashed, it's dashed. But you know, if you start praying in the Holy Spirit will create something inside you which will give you hope. And on that hope, you'll start to manifest faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that faith will grow and grow, and then you'll be able to walk in that faith, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And you'll enter into that rest where the kingdom of God will do everything for you, and all you will be is a testimony unto what God can do in a person's life. You know, when you get sick, you'll put your hand where you're sick, you'll pray over it, and it'll go away. And if it doesn't go away, you'll put your hand over it again. And if it doesn't go away, you'll put your hand over it again. And you'll keep doing it until it goes away. That's the way you walk in faith. You don't give up. Now, some people can put their hand on themselves one time and it's all done. Some 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 25 times. Depends on how much faith you're walking in. But the more you pray in the Holy Spirit, the more you relax and let God work in your life, the less you have to work at doing these things. They become second nature. They're so easy. And the further you move into God, the more the rest becomes. And then when everything breaks loose around your life, there's no fear, because you know and you have confidence that God will fix it up. You don't know how and don't really care, because God always turns up and he always fixes things up, because you've been doing it over and over and over again, because you prayed in the Holy Spirit, you built yourself up on your most holy faith, the voices stopped, and now you only hear God. That's walking in the rest. That's walking in faith. That's understanding the mysteries, and they just keep getting more and more and more, and you have more capacity, more ability, more power, more authority as you keep going forward, never ending. You couldn't live enough lifetimes to exhaust this power source that God has made available to you through Jesus Christ and the work on the cross. So we'll leave it there, and we'll go through and we'll start to unfold this section called the mysteries.
So if you'd like to help Don and I out at Clear Vision Revival, then just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.